Welcome to the program. It's nice to see you today. I'm your boyfriend, George Stromboulopoulos. This is going to be a hell of a program.
Sure, it's all a big casino, rigged to the benefit of a handful of taxpayer-subsidized investment banks, concealing their machinations behind a scrim of impenetrable jargon.
I'm concerned because of the fact that we put so much onto these phones, photos, videos, contact information, banking information.
From talk shows to news, there's no shortage of fast talkers in the media. But they're not the only ones motoring along. It's also teachers, doctors, lawyers, even parents. Ray Hull is a professor of communication sciences and disorders at Wichita State University in Kansas. People seek his help to talk slower and with greater clarity, to get back to where we used to be.
A decade ago, I measured the speed of speech of teachers, family members, and those out in society at a rate of about 145 words per minute. That is certainly not what we're finding today. People are speaking at a rate of typically of around 160 to 180 words per minute.
Many believe speaking trippingly on the tongue shows they're smart and funny. But fast talkers are also trying to cram more into the same amount of time. Broadcasters, more news. Parents, more activities. Teachers, more material. Hull is particularly concerned with elementary school teachers.
When I measured the speed of teachers' voices in the classroom, teaching elementary school children speaking at 180 words per minute, those children simply cannot comprehend what is being said. Their central nervous system is not designed to do that.
Hull says the central nervous system is best able to comprehend speech at around 124 to 130 words per minute. That's about how fast he just spoke. When we talk slowly, the central nervous system has the time to fill in the gaps of speech with elongated vowels and consonants. Now, some people can speak quickly and clearly, but others...
If it gets off to a good start, I think there'll be a lot of momentum. If it's a failure, it will hurt the chances that the leaders envisage to expand it.
Well, they can end up clipping word endings, slurring words together, or eliminating pauses. And that can mean we understand only half of what's being said. Teachers or parents who think that kids don't hear them actually might not understand them. And it's not just kids. The ever-growing number of new immigrants, and especially seniors, can have a hard time with fast talkers. Hull says that when we hit our mid-30s, our central nervous system slows, and we're less able to understand people who speak quickly. By the time we turn 73, we more or less have the listening abilities of a 3-year-old. Hull says we all need to advocate for slower speech.
When I work with television news broadcasters who I time speaking at 200 words per minute and people call in and complain that they cannot understand, then it would seem as though people would begin to take the hint that they need to slow down.
There's a few ways to do that. Look people in the eye to get constant feedback and pause between phrases. And time yourself. Mark 130 words on a page and clock how fast you read it. If you're done in less than a minute, try slowing down a little and see what it feels like. Then again, I've been speaking at around 170 words per minute, and hopefully you've understood me. For CBC Radio, I'm Colleen Ross.